More news. There always seems to be a lot of interesting events going on. Many times, these are things which happened in the past and we knew nothing about. But not always. Take for example the case of solar flares causing problems for us during wartime, which we were not told about at the time. We know solar flares can cause havoc with our communications, but I do not think many of us knew they could also cause problems in other areas. A paper was published which gave an explanation for some mysterious underwater mine explosions during the Vietnam War. I have no way of knowing if this explanation was just a cover-up for something else, but the paper gave the cause of the mines exploding as a solar flare. In 1972, the sun blew several solar flares our way. It is said the flares cleared the way for a massive shock wave which hit us. The flares were so powerful they damaged solar panels on satellites. Nuclear bomb detection detectors registered a nuclear explosion, even though there was none. This is when U.S. Navy mines began to explode off the coast of Vietnam. The Navy had to change the method used to set off the mines so this wouldn't happen again. Scientists are predicting the Earth will be hit by a different kind of hurricane. It is not one which will happen because of weather changes, but rather one which will be caused by dark matter. I can't take some of these things seriously. First of all, we have never seen dark matter and it might not even exist, and if this turns out to be the case, won't those scientists who predicted this hurricane look silly? It is being said it is only a matter of time before this storm hits. But it will likely not cause any damage and many of the detectors may not even see it. It is said there are some detectors which are geared to detect axonic dark matter and these will be set off. Dark energy is said to not be directly observable and must be inferred by interactions with other objects. As far as axons existing, they are hypothetical. There has been a lot of talk about NASA finally going to the area of Mars which has the best chance of finding life. No, it isn't Cydonia where there is a face and pyramid and what looks like ruins. Instead they are moving on to an area they hope to find the remains of microbial or primitive life from what they believe was a former ocean or lake. It is amazing to me how the Cydonia region of Mars has been avoided ever since we suspected there were monuments and ruins there. Maybe it really hasn't been avoided at all and we have explored it in secret? Nothing surprises me anymore. There are just so many secrets being kept from us. Various descriptions of strange structures have come out after investigators have thoroughly examined some of the photos of this area taken by NASA. Amazingly, some of the photos have disappeared off of the NASA website when things were pointed out in them. The game of cover-up seems to be continuing to this day. One of the things which we see talked about every once in a while is ancient medical practices. We believe we are an advanced people and so is our medicine, and we are, but there are things being found out about ancient medicine and surgery which surprises us. A new finding about ancient Egypt is one of them. The Chinese have discovered a group of 3,000-year-old skulls. This in itself is not so surprising, but there are things about some of the skulls which are. The most surprising thing is two of the skulls show the owners had brain surgery. One would think this would be surprising enough, but there is even a bigger surprise. They show the people operated on survived. You can see on the skulls where portions of skull were removed and after the operation reinserted and healed, which proves the people survived. Why they needed the operations is not clear and we may never know. It has also been found some of the Chinese had a knowledge of many diseases and conditions at the time, and an incredible knowledge of herbal medicine. It has been proved the Chinese known as the Shang were able to perform sophisticated surgery at the time and heal quite a few maladies. When the ocean is explored, there is always a chance we might find things we never expected. This has proven to be true quite a few times. History was changed in the early 1900s when something was found which was never supposed to have existed. The object was the Antikythera mechanism. When the object was recovered, it was crusted over from its thousands of years in the water and was promptly put into a museum's basement where it sat for many years until a scientist was able to figure out what it was. It turned out to be a mechanical computer. It had beautifully cut gears, which were more than 1,500 years ahead of their time, and it was able to predict astronomical positions and eclipses decades in advance. There have been several pyramids outside of Egypt which have been dated at more than 20,000 years old. A couple were found in Bosnia and one in Alaska, but there is also one which was discovered underwater, which is also said to be the same age. It was found between the islands of Terceira and São Miguel in Portugal. While the object looks exactly like a pyramid, some scientists are denying it is. I guess this is the usual crowd who want to keep things hidden. There is another site which looks like a stone temple under the water, which is also being denied by some scientists who discount the fact there are objects carved on it, such as a turtle and stairs leading up. Perhaps the human face on the temple should have gotten these guys and women to admit it was man-made, but even that wasn't enough for them. Not all underwater discoveries are in oceans. Lake Michigan has a secret, and it is there is a rock underwater with an ancient carving of a mastodon, and next to it are vertical pillars which resemble Stonehenge. I could write about this stuff all day, but I have to stop sometime, and since I have reached the end of the article, this seems like a good place to stop rather than create an article which is too long and time-consuming to read.